It was a long and unhappy summer for residents and businesses at Buckeye Lake. The water level was deliberately kept shallow as repairs began on the crumbling Buckeye Lake Dam after the Army Corps of Engineers sounded the alarm about the dam's condition, saying the 180-year-old earthen dam was in danger of structural failure and the lives of the 3,000 people who live in the area could be at risk if it breaches. State officials say they have good news. The addition of a stability berm and a seepage barrier that some thought might take years will actually be done a lot quicker than that. Stephen Brzezanski is the chief of projects for the Ohio Department of Natural Resources.
Everything's so weather dependent. We're working through harsh climates. So what we're doing is looking at it and saying reasonable schedule right now is for June.
Brzezanski says that's when the gates can be closed, which will allow rainwater to collect and raise the lake's water level back to boating levels. That's an improvement over previous estimates that the water could go back to levels safe for boating in 2017. But some community leaders are taking this news hard. Ron Craig is the president of the Buckeye Lake Civic Association.
That's too late. So what we need is close the gates sometime in April. We don't need to have a full pool, but we need to have enough water that we can navigate on a boat on Buckeye Lake.
Craig says closing the gates sooner will help trap melting ice and snow, which he says will raise the water level faster. Republican State Senator Jay Hottinger of Newark says he knows businesses are suffering, but he says they also might be unrealistic.
There's never been a timetable where that they were talking about opening the gates in April. And so I think the news here has been phenomenally good. I understand everyone wants this done as soon as possible, but we're on a very aggressive timetable.
ODNR Director Jim Zeringer isn't ruling anything out, but says safety will be the most important factor in deciding whether to close the gates in June or earlier.
That would be great, but the levels will not come up or the gate closed until we are instructed by our dam engineers. Emotions, timelines, that's all going to be dependent on what the dam engineers say.
But Craig says he doesn't think some businesses can take a summer like they experienced this year, which he describes in one word.
Devastating. Devastating to the businesses. Water is what makes the lake, and if we don't have the water, people go elsewhere.
But not all businesses said this summer was that bad. Bob Coleman owns a repair shop for fiberglass boats and says this is not the worst news he's heard.
It's better than it was, but it's not what you want to hear. But it's going to be that way until it gets done.
There's another issue in getting the dam work done, the docks that still remain in the lake. Homeowners were supposed to have removed their docks by November 1st, or the state would do it for them. That's already started on the west bank of the dam where Ken Reber lives. He's an engineer and has been studying the Buckeye Lake Dam for 20 years. Reber feels the repair project is not dealing with a critical problem he says the dam has, and that he deliberately left his dock in the water for the state to demolish.
Now, my dock is old. That dock's been in there for a long, long time. Since the late 1980s. If you go over there and read what's written on my dock, that's a sort of protest, you know. So,
you're protesting what exactly?
ODNR.
What do you think they're doing wrong?
Well, they're fixing the wrong thing. They're spending too much money. It could be done for far less money than what they've estimated it to cost. And it's not ODNR's money. It's my money. It's your money.
The protest note Reber has written on his dock, ODNR sucks. But ODNR Chief of Projects Stephen Brzezanski says removing the docks will not slow down construction.
If they're there, we're going to take them out.
The Buckeye Lake Dam Repair Project is expected to cost around $110 million and is expected to be completed in 2019. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.